This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Do you remember that movie, The Night Shift?
Yes.
With, really?
Yeah.
1982. How old were you?
I was either two or three, depending on what month it was.
Henry Winkler, his post-Fonzie days, and the first time I think I saw Michael Keaton in a movie, and they played, they worked in a morgue that they turned into a brothel with the gal from Cheers, Shelley, whatever her name was.
Long.
Huh? Yeah.
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long. Thank you very much. Girl Scouts of America, Chuck. Remember that line. It's great. Good morning. How are you?
I remember the title of the movie, but I don't remember anything.
Directed
about
by
it.
Ron Howard, one of his first movies.
Wow.
So you had the Ron Howard Fonz connection, and you had a very young Michael Keaton. I think his character's name was Billy Blaze, and it was a funny, funny movie.
Well, you have an amazing memory.
Most of that was literally off the top of my head.
That's what's, you know, maybe you're hitting that age where you remember stuff from a long, long time ago,
like,
but not yesterday.
Yeah. Well, certainly could be the case. Certainly could be the case. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you.
Yeah, it is. Sunshine.
It is dreary.
No wind. That wind was stupid yesterday.
You know, we have had a lot of that.
I know.
Right? Like, we live in West Texas now, and it is literally just seems like a...
And I did live in West Texas in the Panhandle in Amarillo when I was right out of college, and the wind always blew.
It we were the weather bunny back then.
I was actually the news person. I just had to do a little. I was the like extra weather person
with the magnets.
Yeah, magnets.
It's like you had like the big terrible guy blowing to show you the wind, right?
And I always had him go the wrong way. Bad. The meteorologist would come in and be nice, but
do you ever miss your career in TV?
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
No.
There's nothing about it you miss.
No. Not really at all. I mean,
now, have you been not doing it long enough that people don't necessarily associate you with that as much?
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people weren't alive yet.
Yeah, but when you were doing TV,
people watched TV.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, it was. It was a big deal.
I mean, you were known.
Yeah, and people would recognize you when you didn't have makeup on and you were just running into the grocery store. It's like, "Hey, 2 miles away, aren't you that news lady?" "No, that's my sister." So,
is that what you do?
Yeah.
All right.
A couple of times.
So when you were a senior in high school,
mm-hmm.
paint the picture for me. Where were you?
Mattoon.
Mattoon. Okay. Mm-hmm. You were thinking about this?
I don't know. I had always wanted to go into some sort of journalism. I really wanted to.
What made you? I mean, what was the spark for
this,
that?
You are just going to think this is stupid.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
I had a wild crush on Robert Redford.
Okay.
Okay, like, I was just madly in love with him. I mean, I'm talking seventh grade.
Yeah.
Okay? And my sister is a little bit older than me, and she had her Cosmopolitan magazine, and there was, you know, an interview, a one-on-one with Robert Redford, and I thought, if you get to do that,
okay,
then I want to be the publisher of Cosmopolitan magazine.
Cosmopolitan.
That was the one.
Lofty.
It wasn't like 16 or Teen Beat. It was, you know, a real legitimate magazine. And I chickened out of doing that. I had looked at going to Mizzou.
Great journalism school.
Great. Oh, it is the very best in the world. Ask anybody who went there because we're very snotty about it.
Yes.
But they call it the Missouri Mafia, and it's, I mean,
really?
It's serious.
The Yuma Michaela Hunt.
Uh-huh, bet. Absolutely. But I chickened out of going there, went to Millikan for 2 years as a business major and realized that was really not
your
me.
Thing.
And got for Christmas my sophomore year, my parents got me an electric typewriter. That had like an autocorrect.
Yeah.
And I had to pull a 4 point for the second semester at Millikan to bring my grades up high enough to get into Mizzou's journalism school. So I took every literature course there was.
Got
women
it.
In literature, literature of the Holocaust.
Yeah. Oh.
And yeah, I mean, I had all of them and pulled my 4 point, got in summer school and started down there. So.
Okay. So did you fall in love with Robert Redford in All the President's Men? I mean,
Butch
were you
Cassidy in the Sundance
okay,
Kid.
So it wasn't even the journalism movie. It was the cowboy movie.
Oh, he was so cute.
You use enough dynamite there, Butch.
Oh,
yeah,
there
that's that guy.
That guy.
What was that stupid movie he did with Jane Fonda, The Electric Horseman? Remember that?
Didn't he do the really lovely romantic one with her, too? Not with Jane Fonda, with Barbara Streisand.
The way we were. Yeah.
Oh, that was lovely.
All right. I'm trying to make all this stuff connect.
It doesn't
but it's okay. So you go to Mizzou, you get out. What's your first TV job?
KVII in Amarillo, Texas, where they didn't have teleprompters. And
so what did you do?
They didn't even have music. It was real news. And they also did not have a woman on the 6 and 10 o'clock news because people wanted their news from men.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Yeah, it was rough. I was the...
So you were a news person that mm-hmm. filled in for the weather.
Right. I did the morning news.
Okay.
And because it was okay to have women
It was okay
on
to have women
morning.
In the morning.
Yeah. And I was a photographer and I did... It was a one-man band type thing. And they really didn't want women in the newsroom. And in fact, they had a little funny organization, White Male Supremacy in Broadcasting.
And I'm sorry?
White Male Supremacy in Broadcasting. It was a little funny, alleged funny group.
WM.
Whatever
that stands. Yeah.
And anyway, they would give women who came in, because women just wanted to be, you know, TV stars. They weren't journalists, you know, not like we could write or interview or anything like that. So they would give the new girl the overnight shift. So I was on call with my camera every night when there was anything. We had a string.
How big was the camera?
Oh, it was huge, and it had a deck, and it was awful. It was I dragging that thing around. And one of them, they were so bad, you'd hold it up if it wouldn't work and drop it to get it to
really?
Get, not the camera, the deck.
Okay,
to make it roll. But we had a really good stringer system, so I got called out every time I was on call. You know,
and was that exciting? Like when you first started doing it?
Well, when you have to be at work at 4 a.m, it's a little bit much. But yeah, it was really exciting. I loved it. But they would give you the police beat. They put you on call and courts and...
Scanners.
I slept with a scanner forever. You know, because... And it's weird because you will wake up when something major is happening.
Yeah.
And you just subconsciously don't get the other stuff. But no, I loved covering crime. And they had some really weird murders and murder trials. And it was fun. It really was. But I, even when I was made 6 and 10 o'clock anchor about a year after I started there. And
well, then they allowed it.
Well, the ratings had started to suffer because the NBC station across town had this lovely woman on who did the news.
Right.
At 6 and 10. And so they thought, oh, and so they put me on.
So they were incredibly noble in their endeavor.
Well, and you know, they had gave me, I think, an extra quarter an hour because I was making $13,500 a year.
Oh, my God.
And working 60 hours because that's how you made enough money to eat, was you had overtime.
Sure. Yeah.
But, and I was all they had, so they put me on the air. And, you know, I'm 23 years old with these old guys.
God.
And they tried to dress me up to make me look older. And they tried putting gray in my hair. I mean,
you're kidding.
I am not.
Seriously?
It was fun.
You know what's funny is it hasn't changed. I think about all these years later, it's still so superficial.
Well, I don't know. It's different. It really is different now.
Really?
Well, do you remember about, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, they brought back some of us old people?
No.
And had us do
the
10 o'clock news?
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. It was all electronic, and I'm panicking because I want paper because I know the iPad's going to go to sleep.
Okay, so walk me through this. I know there's probably more important things to talk about, but I'm fascinated. Walk me through this. They give you a call and they go, "We're gonna bring all the old folks back. We're gonna do like a this is an all-star challenge. The veterans are coming back. Who all did they bring back?
Oh, they had Gail Simpson and me. We took turns. We weren't on the same show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Lante, maybe?
Lante.
I'm Lante.
Lante.
But I'm trying to think who else might have come back. But what was horrifying is, A, I haven't done this in a long time.
Right.
I'm on the 10 o'clock news. I'm usually asleep by 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, sure.
I go in to do this. I'm nervous because it's different. It's
it didn't
not like
feel
sitting,
like at home at all.
Well, but you weren't sitting down. You had to stand up, and then they keep you move around, and you do. And I'm
here.
Short,
hold this iPad.
So, yeah.
What
and I
for?
Step
I have no
on a
idea.
Box and maybe fall off the box. But my children surprised me and came to the studio to watch. It was like, could this be any more awkward?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really happy to see them.
How did it go?
It went okay. They didn't give me very much to read. I don't think they trusted me. She's going to screw this up.
Sink right back to being 23 years old.
There you go.
Full circle. All right. So
and
why?
What's really bad is I actually anchored with Sean.
Yeah.
And he has not changed. He looks exactly the same as he did 25 years ago. I, however, have changed.
Okay. Were you with Sean?
Yeah. He was.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
I remember you, there were a couple of weird dudes.
Oh, we had, when I started out, Tom Green.
Tom Green.
Was my first anchor man.
Yeah.
And then there was a really weird guy, and he didn't last very long.
Yeah, what was his name?
Wes Sims.
Wes Sims, okay.
He was weird. Then Mike Browning came.
Mike Brown.
And Mike Browning was there for a really long time.
Yeah.
And then he left, and that's when Sean came on.
Okay.
And Sean, man, he was a natural. He's one of those guys, the camera loved him. It's like his first time on the evening news. He's just sitting there, and he's got that cute little dimply wink sort of thing going on. I thought, man, this guy, he's made for this.
Really?
Yeah.
Sean and I used to...
he worked for you, didn't he?
He worked for... Or he went to WAND, which was before me. But we used to, when we did the food drive, back when WAND actually supported it, we had, we'd do a TV commercial every year. And we'd stand in the parking lot of Kroger, and I swear to God, Sean would take 27 friggin' takes to do this commercial every single time.
Well, he wanted to get it right.
It wasn't teleprompter.
Well, there's a lot to be said for teleprompters.
Yeah. But a nice guy.
Except in the old days, we had these horrible manual typewriters, and you had to type within this one little box.
Right.
And a lot of reporters were not good about doing that, and they'd go over the line.
Yep.
So if you're reading something that's cold or you know, you haven't seen it,
right.
Hopefully you've practiced your scripts or something pops up, words go off the end, and you can't see them. So the word "the" could be there. You know, and it's like, what is this word?
I love it. You know, one of my favorite things we used to do when I was a kid. When I say a kid, I mean like a teenager plus. The WND crew would always be in Central Park for the Decatur celebration.
Oh, I hated that.
And you would like take over the whole. What would that be? The north side of the park. Mm-hmm. Big tent, everything. Mm-hmm. And there was a payphone right next to the WAND tent in Central Park.
I don't remember
and
that.
And we had the phone number for the payphone. And we used to call the phone number, and then somebody randomly would pick it up. And we told them we were with WAND, and they'd won a big prize. They needed to go talk to Bob Murray at the WAND
you
tent.
You are awful.
And then watch it, because I had a friend who had an apartment right above the park. Like, we were like eyeballing it. And then we would watch all the, maybe. And it was hysterical.
I like those kind of hijinks.
And then we would because the person would get turned away, and then we'd ring it again, and they'd pick it back up, and we'd go, no, really, that was just the first test. You know, you got to go. And we would just, oh, it was fun. Didn't you love just being on display down there?
No, it was creepy because, you know, you're on TV.
Well, Sean got accosted later.
I know. And I mean, I was always a little concerned about that. But people would stand there and watch you put your makeup on. And it was like having people in your bathroom.
Yeah.
It was awful. And then, you know, I was used to being in the studio, not, you know.
You didn't like being out on the people?
Well, I like the people, but you're trying to do the news.
Yeah.
And you've got people behind you, and many of them have been drinking a lot.
Yeah, well, who ever thought that was a good idea?
I don't know, but I'm waiting for somebody to throw a beer at me.
Let's do live TV with a bunch of people behind us.
And there are bright lights and bugs, and I am terrified of flying bugs. And it's like they're dive bombing us. You've got people behind you. It's distracting. I mean, I was always just a mess. It was just a mess.
Oh, the heyday. Oh, the heyday. So it's different now.
It is. Well, everything's different, you know.
Yeah, but you lived the Anchorman. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you literally got to live that movie.
The first time I saw that movie, it made me nervous because it was a little.
It's not even really an exaggeration, right?
It's not at all.
Yeah.
Not really. Again, so glad there were not cell phones with the ability to record pictures or video. Yeah, you know, we wouldn't be sitting here today.
All right. So tell me about the time Jim Kimmons shared the story with me, guys, that you pre-taped the news because of an NFL game or whatever that might have been on, and then went to the wharf and
That's
ran into your boss
while
the news was supposed to be on.
Well, and I don't think he noticed us at first, but the somebody hit a button, and I mean, it's pretty far into the newscast, and it's late, and it was rewinding on the air.
So you don't want to wait for the game to get over.
Well, it was late. It's like, my mother didn't stay up to watch that.
Pre-tape the news, put it on the air as if it's live, and then head to the wharf.
Well, yeah.
Where you run into, like, T.J. Vaughn's there.
No, it was Barry Gahagan.
It was Barry Gahagan before T.J. Vaughn.
Yeah.
How did that go over?
It's fine. I don't think Barry noticed. We did. We all ran back to the studio waiting to be fired.
Would you trade the experience?
No. There's stuff you would have done differently, maybe. But, I mean, not record the newscast.
But it was a good... But,
yeah, it was. It was. We had, there were a lot of people. It was funny because it's like we would celebrate New Year's Eve. Like, we used to have a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
And the next year, none of the people who came to our party would be there anymore.
No, it's just constant turnover. Yeah,
so.
But it does give you flexibility, I think. I've watched what your career, you go to the chamber, you work for economic development, state of Illinois, you move into the hospital role, you run for office, you're mayor of Decatur. Did you not get a lot of chops? It made you have to be like, I can think on my feet, I can be flexible, I can move, I can zig and zag. The media... gives you a lot of things.
It does. And also the perspective of, I was around a lot of politicians, when I was in news, both in Texas and here. And, you have a different outlook on them and what they're like when the camera's not rolling.
Oh, my God.
I mean, even being in here, when you've had people on the air. And
if I ever write a book, it's about the 3 minutes that we're not on the air.
I mean, that's when you really see who people are.
Yeah. It's hard for people to understand that, but that's absolutely spot on.
Yeah, totally.
The conversations that we've had off the air, particularly even over the last four years.
I was with you and a certain former state representative when you two were having a huge
I don't
fight.
Remember this.
Oh, it was, there were words flying that would have shut this station down.
No, hey, hang on. Okay, who was this with?
Bill Mitchell.
Oh, really?
Yes, at the Kosovo. And I mean, you're screaming at each other. I don't know why, but it was not good.
I don't have any recollection of that at all.
Oh, I
that's strange.
How do you not remember this? His face was red. You were really mad. And I don't know why I was there. I don't know. I wouldn't have come in with Bill.
Now, was it uncomfortable for you, or were you?
Yes. I'm trying to be everybody's friend.
You can't
separate
do
the
that.
Two of you.
It's all good. I don't remember. I mean, I remember plenty of politicians screaming. I don't remember screaming back. Oh, the one time with Dan Calkins, it was so weird. Because he got up during the break and Paul was in the studios, and Paul's like the gentlest guy you'll ever meet in your entire life. And Dan threw his headphones, threw them and started to storm out. And I just like some mom from the third grade said, sit down. And he did. That was so strange.
Well, and Dan, you can have an all out battle with, and then he'll turn right around and be the nicest person in the world to you. It's fun.
It is fun. Crew back. Who are your favorite people to work with?
Oh,
you know who I really liked was Christina Ju was her?
Marcus.
No. Rogers? No.
That's who married Michaela Hunt.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, they were great.
Good people.
Great people. She was adorable. Kit Kendi.
Yeah.
She's I think she works for a politician in Wisconsin or someplace. I met some really fun people over the years.
There were some really good people. With TV, it was always kind of like you got the kids coming in, working their way up the ladder, right?
Yeah.
If they had any talent, you kind of like, okay, well, they're not going to be here very long. They'll go to
the
next.
They used to stay a couple of years.
Yeah, but they go to the next market size, and that's fine. And it's also, very interesting to who the GM is.
Yeah.
Like, we've had, great relationships, and then somebody comes in, and they just... Like this Ricky dude, Ricky Bobby, whatever the hell his name was. I mean, he just hated us. I have no idea why.
Huh. Interesting. He retired a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah. I mean, to this day, I have no idea why.
I got nothing. I don't know.
No, I wasn't asking. It's just weird how somebody will land in town, be here for the equivalent of 5 minutes, compared to everybody else, and just make those decisions to burn bridges. I just never understood.
We had a guy named Douglas Adams.
Yeah.
Who was the general manager for a couple of years. And he thought the problem with WAND is that it was in Decatur. And so we weren't allowed to say Decatur on the air.
Huh?
Well, you wouldn't say the word Decatur.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Shrunk down the words, like, you know, we have to have the disclaimer to where you couldn't read it.
Right.
But we would talk about things in a town 45 miles west of, you know.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It was, and that went on for a year or two. That was in like 87, 88, something like
How
that.
How do these people get in charge? I mean, you know.
I don't know.
It's mystifying to me being in the media world. And I assume that it's like this in banking or anything else. And you get like somebody that lands and you go, how did this guy get to like be this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you stick around?
Yeah. Sure.
Stay here with Dr. Morris. We'll have fun.
That'll be fun.
This is a perfect Monday conversation. we have Tupper, I think, if the phones are working. It is Monday, and we're going under new ownership Wednesday. Very strange story, too. But I want to find out
because you get paid.
I didn't even thought about that. Thanks. Jotting down notes here as we speak. Literally. Lindsay came up to you at one point and said she watched you growing up, and you gave her some sort of very disappointing answer.
Like, thanks a lot. Didn't make me feel old at all. But do you know that has happened to her?
I know.
It happened recently. She goes, I know how you felt. And I was just, you know, starry-eyed. And she said, and this girl came up to me and was talking to me about how she'd listened to, you know, me when she was growing up. And she goes, I felt so old.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens. You don't miss a beat. You're better today than ever. Mayor of Decatur, ladies and gentlemen. Former, like, I just see her throwing that weather magnet up. Literally, they were magnets, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
with the old guy blowing the wind.
Well, that, and, you know, I had to, like, take a red marker and write the names of those states, like the square ones.
Really? Look,
my geography was pretty bad, but because the red marker wouldn't show up on the thing.
Ah, That old green screen technology back in the day.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.